Technology Consultant 1, TC1. All right, let's get started on that software update, shall we? I see you've been working here for a while now. Illegal immigrant. You must be good at what you do to stay under the radar. Technology Consultant 2, TC2. Yeah, well, if you can't handle my legal status, maybe you should focus on your inability to write clean code. I've been fixing your bugs while you were busy complaining about me. TC1. Oh, really? Let's see your code then. Alien. I bet it's riddled with spaghetti code and inefficiencies. You think just because you're good at hacking into systems, you can write quality software. TC2. Hacking? Is that what you call it when I find a way around your lousy security measures to get the job done? And as for my code, it's cleaner than your poorly designed algorithms. TC1. Well, if you're so smart, why don't you write something that can compete with our AI model? You think coding in Python is the same as hacking into government databases? It takes more than that to impress me. TC2. Fine. Watch this. I'll whip up a deep learning neural network to optimize our codebase and make your clunky algorithms obsolete. While you're at it, maybe you can find a way to improve your people skills too. TC1. Grumbling. Well, let's see what you've got then. If it's any good, I might just keep you around, even if you are an illegal alien. TC2 writes code and deploys it successfully, improving the performance of the software. TC1. Impressed. Okay, fine. You've proved your worth, but don't think this means I like you or anything. You're still an illegal immigrant in my book. TC2, and yet, here we are, working together to make our company more efficient. Maybe one day, you'll learn to appreciate the skills of others, regardless of their status. But for now, let's just focus on the work. TC1, reluctantly, fine, but don't think this changes anything. You're still an illegal alien as far as I'm concerned. Their interaction ends with a tense but respectful agreement to continue working together.